Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion.
Wildcat Radio 2.0. Bear down, you beautiful people.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wildcat Radio, your podcast source for Arizona football news, Arizona basketball news, and Arizona recruiting news. And we're back. We are back and celebrating the greatest college basketball team in the history of Tucson, the history of the state of Arizona. We're claiming the state of Arizona, Ryan, and that is a fact. And I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Ryan Ringdahl here to join us for breaking down full play-by-play of the Final Four, Arizona, North Carolina. We got Vince Carter. We got Antoine Jamison. We got Dean Smith in his last year. We sent him out with a bang, Ryan. We sent him out with a bang. What's going on?
That's right. Looking forward to it. All the composure cracks under the pressure of the Wildcats. I love to see it.
Yep. And I apologize for our delay in going from the Elite Eight where we were literally God Sham God did the Sham God for everybody to see, losing to Arizona in the Elite Eight, moving on to the Final Four. It's been a little bit of a gap. The world fell apart for like the third time this year. The world fell apart, and so we had to pick up some of the pieces. But you know what didn't fall apart, Ryan? The 1997 Arizona Wildcats in this freaking tournament.
Nope. Facing another number one seed. Wonder what happens next.
And if this is the first time joining us when we're doing our play-by-play, here's how it works. We are going to watch this game, the Arizona 97 Final Four game against UNC on YouTube. We're going to go through, Ryan and I are going to do play-by-play over the track. So you're going to mute your computer. We're going to say 1, 2, 3 now and hit play as the game progresses. And Ryan and I are going to do play-by-play. We'll give facts, figures. We'll just really celebrate Lute Olson, celebrate this team. And really a team that didn't just put Arizona on the map. We were already on the map, but really solidified this program as a powerhouse over and over again. We're going to always come back to this team. And we'll do the 2001 team. Oh, we'll get there. And we're pretty excited about doing that too. But this is just a team that obviously is really near and dear to all of our hearts. And Ryan, before we get into the game itself, this UNC team, pretty heavy in the top five. Maybe not a deep team, but man, their starting five is really, really nasty. And yet again, a monster program that Arizona killed.
Yeah, and multiple players with 10-year NBA careers. This was not a lighthouse or a lightweight version of the UNC. This was one of their heavyweights.
Oh, for sure. And a lot of I just, when I take a look back at actually having Antoine Jamison in this game and Vince Carter and just seeing how he can jump out of the gym. And Jamison obviously was such a nasty, awesome player for this team, and Arizona go toe to toe with them. It'll be really fun to go over. And so here's how this is going to work. Everybody, you're going to go to YouTube, and we'll put the link up on Wildcat Radio, where you can find us at Wildcat Radio AZ on Twitter. And we'll actually put the link to this game in the show notes. So we're going to all click on this. So it's the 1997 National Semifinal 1, North Carolina versus number 4, Arizona is the title. But basically, if you just search Arizona, North Carolina, 1997, it's going to pop up. This is the video that was put up by Jason Clark. We're going to go to the 1334 mark, 1334. And we'll give you some time here. We're going to have a commercial break before we start to get to that part. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3 now. When I say now, we're all going to play, hit play and watch the game as it progresses. And let's just get into it. We've been doing a lot of intro for these other games. Feel free to watch all the other ones we have. We have Arizona against Shaq. We have Mighty Mouse. We have Khalid Reeves. We have Brian Williams. Just a ton of really fun teams that we've done. If you want to go back and take a look at those, feel free to do so. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get right into the game. Hey everyone, it's Brian with Wildcat Radio. And between the NFL, college ball, and Major League Baseball playoffs, there's no shortage of games to watch. With thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to bet on the favorites, throw together a little sleazy parleasy. You get a bigger payout. Don't forget the dogs too. They have a ton of value, particularly in the NFL. Nobody's really an underdog in the NFL on these Sundays. Every team truly has a chance to win, and you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, futures, player prop bets, it's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. MyBookie has been sponsoring Wildcat Radio for like 3 years now. We use them for our book, and we've also used the promo code, which is Overtime. And if you sign up at MyBookie and you use that promo code, which is Overtime, O-V-E-R-T-I-M-E, to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help, a little head start for your winning season. That's the promo code Overtime to get your deposit match dollar for dollar up to $1,000. Stacked UFC cards, presidential prop bets, all the major sports and more. Sign up today, use the promo code Overtime, and your winning season's going to start with MyBookie. All right, we're back. Another number one seed, Ryan. Another one. How many of these do we have to go through?
All of them. Going through all of them.
Number one, North Carolina. Number four, Arizona. And again, we have facts and figures here, right? Everybody, fingers on their mouses here on play. Fingers on your mouses. We'll take another break at halftime, so that way we can break up the game a little bit. But I'll give you one more second. 13-34. All right. One, two, three, now. And we are live from the future. Welcome back, Wildcats, to Wildcat Radio. Final Four, Arizona. Look at that. Look at freaking Vince Carter right off the bat, Ryan. This is what we're getting into. How do you feel?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. And I love that right off the bat. Steal the tip, Miles Simon lays it in.
This team,
that's how this game's going to go.
This team is so fun. They're amazing in transition. But they're going to come up against one of the most athletic teams that they're going to have here in UNC, as we see Vince Carter, again, Antoine Jamison, Shamad Williams. There's a lot of really good players on this team as Arizona lets a bad shot off the back of the rim go. And again, pushing in transition, we got Dickerson. We got a turnover almost as Dickerson goes and gets the ball, swings it over to Simon. And Simon for three off of the back of the rim. And Ryan, there's some big dudes on this team too. That was Sergei Zwinker, who was the Dutch destroyer that came in. 7-3. He's going to be a body down low as we see Williams drain to three.
Yeah, he's got a lot of size. And this Arizona team is not big.
No. And to be fair, Bramlett and Davison really carrying their weight for this team. They're great role players. And we talked about how guard heavy is how you want to win the tournament. And Arizona has one of the best guard units ever in college basketball. And two big guys down low that are going to be able to at least be productive. They might not be dominating, but they'll be able to keep Arizona competitive.
And they're going to be able to do what they just did, which is get fouls on Antoine Jamison. That's how the money's made.
Yep, there you go. Get them in foul trouble early and get them on the board as Bramlett drains the first one here. I'm sorry, Davison. We're getting back into the swing here, right? We're getting back into the swing. We're in our groove a little bit. Took a bit of a break. Of course, Bennett Davison, the JUCO transfer out of Northern California, comes over to the program and just had a really productive season for Arizona.
Yeah, one of the players that you need in order to ever go far in the tournament is you can't just rely on your top-end talent. You got to have role players who can make the whole team work.
Absolutely. So number 13 there is Edmola. I'm going to call it Edmola because some of these names are, we should have practiced before we started this one. But that is neither here nor there. We're here to talk about Arizona as Michael Dickerson gets the ball down low. And that's a little bit of an ugly shot there by Bramble as the ball gets into the key. And I like the hustle, Ryan. I like the hustle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like Bramlett trying to post up a guy 5 inches taller than he is.
Yeah, kind of a problem. We got to know where our bread is buttered here, and that's on the perimeter for Arizona, and got a lot of players that can cut through the key.
Yeah, they're going to have a hard time staying in front of our guards, but we don't have any answers for their front court.
No, we don't. We will see that as we go throughout the problem. Another turnover here for Arizona, and that one is going to be Sergei Zwicker. Sergei, 7-3, averaged 11-8 on the season, third team all ACC in 1997. So even, again, we're going to talk about Jamison, we're going to talk about Williams and Carter a lot, Zwicker, also a solid player, and they have a couple other players here, and Ed Cota, Edmola, who also had some ACC all honors throughout their career. Some younger players here for North Carolina as we go through the progression here. That's number three, Shamad Williams, who is really, really good, and we'll get to him in a minute. He's guarded by Bibby, and Ryan, right off the bat, Arizona gets that tip in, and they're playing pretty aggressively. And I'm assuming this is going to be a fast game, back and forth.
Yeah, and the Cats come out starting in the man pressure, forcing this team to try and move the ball and shoot on them. And it's working out pretty well so far. Jameson turns the ball over again.
Yep. Two turnovers over already for Arizona as Mike Bibby brings the ball. And I've been watching Bibby on those Kings teams again with my son. And dude, like, he's so clutch. Like, even there, like, they should have beat the Lakers. They should have beat the Lakers. And it's just shots like that. Now, you missed that one, but it's the shots that he makes right when they need them. He's just such a good player. As that is going to be a problem for Arizona. That's a beautiful pass, by the way, to Jameson.
Yeah, and look, Jameson was a big man who could run, he could jump, he could shoot. He was just a triple threat.
Shamad Williams left UNC as the highest career season total gainer in three-pointers, free throw percentage, and played overseas for a little bit, but also could distribute the ball as Miles Simon works the ball over to the right, trying to get a pick there from Davison. And gosh, he's got such a fun step, and we'll keep talking about Michael Dickerson as the game progresses. But I just, again, like, kind of the player that gets overlooked by all of our other guards, but the high point scorer this season for Arizona, as Arizona plays some pretty good defense on a bad shot, and it gives up what will be a number of offensive rebounds to Antoine Jameson in this game.
Yeah, and man, Antoine Jameson was just so good. Didn't he win the Wooden and the Naismith Award in the season following this?
Yeah, following season. Made it to the Final Four again. And I think they lost to Utah. And so something that Arizona and UNC had in common. So Arizona gives up another bucket. Some range there for the big guy. Some range there for the seven-footer.
Yeah, and can we just stop and appreciate that he only averaged 8 rebounds? Imagine being 7'3" and not even averaging double-digit rebounds.
He backed up Rasheed Wallace, so give him that. You know, like, yeah, you're going to have to sit on the bench for a couple years doing that, but maybe that's why he didn't end up playing too long in the pros, as Simon loses the ball, and we're going to try to play some transition defense. That's not going to work, as Vince Carter showing off the Superman skills.
Surprisingly enough, Mike Bibby can't guard half man, half amazing in the half court.
Few can. And that is why he is still playing for professional basketball, which is just insane, Ryan.
Yeah, I think he's actually been in the NBA longer than he has been alive outside of the NBA.
Oh, gosh. It is so fun. See, like, you know, the Jet just hung him up a few years ago, too. Had an excellent career. It's fun to see, like, this crop of NBA players really, like, understand their bodies and the toll that basketball can put on. And it's just fun to see them continue to be productive in a league that's become even more competitive with so many more players. I mean, you have like the introduction of weights and just like, you know, a bunch of different ways for players to get better faster. And then there's Vince Carter, dude, old man Carter, just still throwing it down.
And literally throwing it down, man. Imagine being able to dunk in your 40s.
That'd be amazing. North Carolina on the year, 28-7, 11-5 in the ACC. They were third in the ACC and still got a number one seed. That conference was stacked, as was the Pac-12 this year. Really good conference. That's why Arizona was fifth in the Pac-12 this year, which is pretty crazy. As Vince Carter heads to the free throw line, Carter is a 75% free throw shooter this year, as he misses the last one off of the front of the iron, and Arizona pushes. I love this team. I love the fact that Olsen wants them to run. Bad turnover. That's going to happen sometimes with the transition, Ryan.
And half man, half amazing.
Oh, no. Dude, Vince Carter is freaking fired up. Another dime there. That pass by Ed Cota, the freshman point guard who averaged 6.5 assists per game. He knew who to give the ball to. It wasn't himself.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, throw the ball anywhere near the rim, and Vince is throwing it down.
He's got those skills as Simon, trying to settle down the offense here. Arizona, a little bit of a drought, and it's a turnaround jumper from Davison. Not certain about that shot, but he'll drain it. I'll take that one, Ryan.
Yeah, and that's a hard shot over the big man.
UNC started the season preseason number 8 on the year. They stayed in top 25 all year, ended up coming into the tourney as the number 5 team in the country, and they got real hot. As the ball gets down low to Sergei, turnaround jumper. Nothing but Vince Carter making his presence felt, even if he's not putting the ball in the bucket.
He's just so athletic. Like, he just moves so easily.
He played 3 years in college. That's, like, it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, people of his caliber just don't stay that long anymore.
No. I mean, just to be able to jump out of the gym. And, oh, what do we got here? Dean Smith celebration, one of the best ever to coach the game. His team rolled into the tournament, beating four. I got to get this right here. They beat four top 15 teams in a row to finish out the regular season. This was one of the hottest teams coming into the tournament. Obviously, oh, there we go. Beautiful pass. And almost
throw it down, little man.
You know, as long as it goes in the bucket, but wasn't with authority.
Nope. Big difference between our alley-oops and their alley-oops is our alley-oops end in layups.
2 points are 2 points here. As nice pass down low to Jameson. Jameson, real dangerous in the key. Arizona's going to get dominated down low on the rebound. I mean, that's going to be really the key to the game. They get that one as Bibby pushes the ball up, which he will do over and over again. Ball over to Simon. Nice hesitation move. He was so smooth. That's a beautiful pass, too. And the foul. Come on, finish that up, Davison. But that's a great pass there by Simon.
They call him on the offensive foul.
Oh, no. He set him up and everything, Ryan.
That's great work by Simon, although I wouldn't be angry to see him pull the trigger on that open three.
Yeah, and that was a smooth little hesitation move afterwards, too. He had a couple opportunities to put the ball in the bucket. As the ball goes down low once again, Jameson, they're going to call foul on Davison. And that's his second, Ryan. We'll see if they send him to the bench. Of course, Arizona has some depth there. Eugene Edgerson coming in, you know, for the 6'6 freshman at the time. Donald
Future
Harris.
Future Harlem Globetrotter.
That's right.
Put some respect on his name.
Future smooth, smooth operator, just all around with his style. I'm excited to watch him in the 2001. You know, he made two Final Fours for Arizona. Be fun to watch him as he develops a little bit later down the road as the ball goes down low. That's a bad shot. Are they going to call a charge? They're going to call a blocking foul, and they're going to call that on Bramlett, his first. And, Ryan, we're learning here at Wildcat Radio. We're learning. I'm going to get the foul count. Hold on 1 second while I get my pencil here.
We learn from our ways after guessing all game long for the last dozen games that we've done.
We're
taking notes as Ederson checks into the game. Smooth shaved head. Let me tell you, that's not what he's going to look like when we get back to him in 2001.
Not one bit. 3 points a game, four rebounds. Terrible shooter, Ryan. Terrible shooter. 40% from the free throw line, 40% from the field. But he'll eat up some minutes here. Went as Wildcat with a K when he was a Harlem Globetrotter, knows how to keep the blood in there as give him some energy as a professional.
I think Vince Carter just checked out, and that's a delight to see.
Oh, that's exciting. Not a ton of depth here as Nadai checks into the game. That's Mokhtar Nadai. Very physical, very physical. He's going to get mad, Ryan. He's going to yell at you. He's going to push you around. He's going to bang bodies, and he's going to get mad when the foul is called on him. That's his move.
Speaking of getting physical, Jason Eugene Terry just checked into the game, and we're about to watch the Jet in all his glory.
The pride of Seattle, the 19-year NBA pro, the sixth man of the year, rookie second team, NBA champion, the Jet, as he just has, he's so smooth. It's fun watching him play. Like, clearly the fourth best guard on this team, as a sophomore, but he jumps up the charts as he continues to progress. As we have a little bit of physical play over there on the perimeter. Simon jacks the three, nails
the
it.
Trigger. That's what the people want to see.
40% from 3 miles, Simon, as he gets on the board here for Arizona. First team All-American in 1998. Arizona playing some aggressive defense. There's Bibby pushing the issue with the hustle. Ooh, look at that back pass, Ryan. He almost got that.
Yeah. Surprised he managed to keep that from going out of bounds.
That's Williams over there who was looking for the charge, doesn't get it. Ederson throwing the bows out there. Get out of his face.
Money, get out of my place.
different time here in college basketball as the Jet jacks a three off of the rim. The Jet on 3-point, 33% right now, Ryan. Hasn't really developed that shot yet.
But he will. It's coming.
It's coming for sure. As we set the offense here, and almost a terrible pass.
A terrible pass. It just accidentally went to their own man.
That was Admola, who gets called to the turnover. In comes Vince Carter for a brief rest here. And get that out, Ryan. Get it out. That's good defense right there.
Strong man rejection. That's what we call that.
All right, we got a Donald Harris sighting. A Donald Harris, 6.6 rebounds per game. I ate up some decent minutes, played a big role, Ryan, in the next title game. Arizona has some injury issues at a Salinas, California home of basically every story that, oh my gosh, I never mind. I'll get back to that. Get back to the game here. Steinbeck, my apologies, John Steinbeck, I was thinking of as UNC. A little bit loosey-goosey with the ball here. Like, not a lot of good shots, just a lot of athleticism and jumping around right now.
Simon pulls another three.
Man.
Eaten up.
That is, that's how you play basketball. Let them run around, jack terrible shots, and hit the open three. Arizona up by down by three right now. About 11 minutes and 40 seconds left. As some interesting guard play from UNC. Rebound Simon, who jacks the ball down. That's a good pass. Oh, man, that's good defense also, Ryan. Whew.
Yep. Love to see Jason pull the trigger on that one.
Oh man.
Just look at him hang in the air. So half good. Man, half amazing.
13 points, 4.5 rebounds on the year. McDonald's All-American, Mr. Florida Basketball. We'll go through all the accolades here as we continue to roll at Wildcat Radio. As Simon, showing off his sweet moves, leans in for the foul, doesn't get it. Rebound UNC, and here come the Tar Heels.
That's a foul.
That was even a little
He went up for that one.
I'm sure he appreciated the faith there on that, but that was a little bit too high even for our man, Mr. Carter.
Man, imagine overthrowing Vince Carter. How high did you have to throw that ball?
The Jet weasels his way in. They're going to call a foul on the floor. And as we go to the break, Ryan, this has been a bit of a sloppy game, but saved here by Miles Simon shooting and a few nice buckets for Arizona.
Yeah, the Cats would be in big trouble if Simon wasn't hitting threes.
The Cats and the Tar Heels played at the beginning of the year. Arizona got the best of the Tar Heels at that point. Arizona's ranked 18th to start the season against number 8 UNC. UNC 6-4 on the season against top 25 teams. As look at that. You know, it was a little behind him. I saw him wanted to bend that back and throw it down, but you know, we all have our limitations.
Like, I'd love to throw it down too, but I also cannot get my hands above the rim.
Arizona playing some defense or trying to here on Vince Carter. Turnaround jumper. Carter, an okay shooter here for UNC. Is more the athleticism at this point in his career. As a nice pass, open shot, and off the rim. Arizona, if your name isn't Miles Simon, not doing great from the field so far.
Yeah, the Cats are having a hard time getting their footing in this game. And fortunately, North Carolina is shooting almost as bad, so the game's still pretty close.
Yeah, keep an eye on Shimon Williams. Oh, that's a beautiful pass down low. And get it out, says Darnell Harris, as Arizona pushes. And that is Dickerson. Dickerson looking not the best three-point shooter, so that was good on him to hold that up. Takes it to the key. That's his game right there. Bad shot, good rebound for Arizona, and resetting the offense. Okay, all right, we're at least getting the shots up, and we're not taking the shots we don't really need to make.
Jason was thinking about pulling a deep three there.
Oh, there he goes, looking at it. Nice. Arizona getting hot from the three. That is not necessarily a shot at this point, but we will take it. Terry, first team All-American, by the way. Pac-12 Player of the Year, all Pac-12, all in 1 year, 1999, where he just went bonkers for the Cats. And Arizona closing in, and that is going to be a nasty, nasty dunk. And Vince Carter getting all the moves out.
Surprisingly enough, just throwing it near the rim and watching him be half man, half amazing is actually a pretty good half court strategy.
Dude, that is something to defend for sure. And with a foul too. Whew. Get up there, young man. You are going to make a lot of money in the future. 8-time All-Star Vince Carter. He was the 5th pick in the NBA draft in 1998 to the Warriors, 20-year NBA career, going on 23 probably by the time he hangs it up. He was first, second, and third team All-ACC, 97, 98, 99. And he's going to take a well-deserved rest here.
It's tiring work doing all that dunking on the other teams.
It just really wears on the legs as Mike Bibby brings the ball up, guarded by Williams. And we got the Jet giving it down low to Harris. Not the offensive juggernaut Harris. He wisely kicks it out to the guards. And here comes Edgerson. Edgerson picks up his dribble. long pass over to Bibby, and some good defense here from UNC playing a little zone. Nice pull-up jumper, a miss, and here come the Tar Heels again. A little bit sloppy, but man, what are they going to do with Carter out? Oh, that's a nice move.
Maybe feed their other All-American.
That was a smooth move. I think that was Williams. Yep, Williams on the floor there. They're going to call a foul on Sergey. Parade All-American. So it was interesting. This team, this UNC team, they had a player from Senegal, Denmark, Bulgaria, the Bulgarian brute, Vasco Dimitriev, and another guy. They're kind of pulling the Arizona of now, where they went overseas when they were struggling maybe a little bit to pick up some players, as Arizona drains another three perimeter game here by Dickerson, and Arizona keeping it close.
Yeah, the long ball is really doing the work for the Wildcats. There's another nice inlet pass blocked by the big man.
Outside of giving up the ungodly dunks, Arizona's actually been played pretty well down low as a turnover there by Arizona. But what do you think about the postie? I think they've been pretty physical and done a pretty good job keeping everybody not named Vince Carter from scoring.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job with the help defender, right? The first guy stands him up, second guy comes over for the block.
Yeah, and you know, not necessarily Arizona's forte defense, but they I think the teams that have been successful have had the really good role-playing big guys down low, and this is one of them, and we'll get to that, obviously, in 2000 and 2001. That's a beautiful pass. We just talked about the defense, and then they gave up another sleazy, sleazy shot for Vince Carter.
Vince Carter, I think, has 12 points already, and most of them on dunks.
Oh, my goodness. Simon, trying to keep this game close here, looking around. And again, some good defense here from UNC. Ooh, little help. That's a beautiful pass. That was an unwise decision down low. And Arizona makes them pay. Nice pass. Nice. And Harris gets a lot of minutes down there.
Yeah, that's what happens when we get some early foul trouble on the inside.
Nice to have some depth as Arizona playing some annoying defense, I would assume. The bad shot there from UNC. Oh, they're going to call foul on the floor. And the Cats catching a well-deserved break there. That foul is going to be on number 13. That is Admola. That's Admola. Admola Okujala, a 6'8 sophomore, averaged 8.5. Ryan, interesting point about him. First player in UNC to lead them in scoring, rebounding, three-pointers, and steals in 1 year.
What year did he do that?
It was 99. He's a sophomore right now. Oh, it's all Chuck. Right. It's Big Chuck, dude. The Gods of Thunder.
Interesting anecdote. One time I met Chuck Norris at a Haagen-Dazs in Santa Fe.
Oh, was he nice?
And his bodyguard would not let me get an autograph.
Oh, that's no fun.
I don't know what I was more disappointed about, not getting the autograph or the fact that Chuck Norris had a bodyguard.
That is true. It's true. Maybe not as legendary as we think he is. As another foul on the floor, and I think that's three on our man Sergey, as the Silver Fox just taking it all in, Ryan,
and taking an elegant sip of water.
Absolutely, this ain't his first rodeo. As Sergey, I believe, goes to the bench. We'll keep an eye on that here. Not hard to miss as Arizona brings the ball up. That's the Jet. Dude, those socks, right?
I know. I love the knee highs.
Can anybody else do that? Are they allowed to, or is that just are you just, you know, let's say somebody comes in as the Jet, shoots it off the front of the rim, rebound. I like the hustle here for Arizona, but they're going to call a foul on the floor. Going to give it over to UNC. Let's say we get a 5-star player comes in. He's like, I want to wear the knee high socks with the Cats on them. And you're Sean Miller. Are you
on the bright side, now the Jet's on the staff, so he can just give his blessing. As he said when he transferred into the program, he said, I'm going to be a guiding light, which I think has to mean inspiring players to bring back the knee-highs.
Bring back the swag. Bring back the attitude, Ryan. I'm stoked. I'm excited. We're going to have real basketball this year, which is crazy. Who would have thought, 3 months ago that we were going to roll into the season? It might not be a good season. It might not end well, but it's going to start.
As Arizona has managed to tie the game up with 6.5 minutes left in the first.
Always head on a swivel here, Ryan, as UNC goes down. That's some, I was going to say that. That's a little bit of range there if you get to hit that one. Arizona takes advantage of the miss, and here comes Simon. Gives it over to Bibby. Bibby had a quiet game so far. Gives it over to Dickerson. That's not his shot. It's off the front of the rim, and here come the Tar Heels. This is going to be back and forth. Arizona, one of the fastest teams in the country, great in transition offense. Third in the country in points per game with 84 as Sergei misses another shot on the perimeter, and they're going to call another foul. This one is going to be called on Vince Carter. That's his first, though.
Yeah, it would be great if we could get him into some foul trouble. Otherwise, he's just going to be dunking on us all night long.
Nadai comes back in. Mokhtar Nadai from Senegal. Oak Hill Academy, one of the legendary programs. I think that is that where LeBron played at Oak Hill?
That is where LeBron played.
Mm. Not in the same league. Not comparing those two at all. I've stretched a couple times. I know how to rein it in here at Wildcat Radio as we go into our eighth game. Play-by-play is Mike Bibby working on Williams. Bibby down low. Ooh, that was a nice idea. Bad execution. As Nadai takes it, he's going to run straight at Arizona and take the charge. Arizona, look at that. He got him right in the face. That was pretty brutal.
Fantastic defensive recovery by Bibby there.
Sacrificing the body, that million-dollar body. He doesn't care. He's here to win a national title.
And how.
Shamad Williams, two fouls here. We might not have had those tallies on there. I'm glad that came up on the screen here as Mike Bibby brings the ball up, gives it over to dude, that first step from Dickerson is so
just blasts by him.
They're gonna call that foul on Nadai. And man, I want to see that again. Like that is him at his best. Hampered by injuries in the NBA, but he still had a heck of a career. 5 years in the NBA, the all-rookie second team NBA, groin and hamstring injuries. Arizona's path, heartbreaking path, if you are on the opposite side, which is really hard to fathom because we're usually on the team that the side that's having their heartbreak, Ryan.
Right. Arizona has gone to the line 63 more times than their opponent in this tournament.
Oh, my.
That's how the money's made right there.
Oh, for real. I'm wondering if that was like in the first two games too, where we're just so much faster than like the opponents that it's just really hard for them to guard us. As Edgerson checks back in for Harris. Harris, some really good minutes for Arizona. Good, couple points and some good defense. And that's about it. Yeah, that's about as good as you're going to expect from somebody that has to guard Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter.
Man, I don't expect anything out of anyone who's got to guard Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter.
Oh, for real. Speaking of Jameson, he takes the shot. They're going to call a foul on the floor. They're going to call that one on Bennett Davidson. That is his third. I'm sorry, AJ Bramlett. My apologies. That's his second. Mixing him up here is the Silver Fox is disgusted, Ryan. Disgusted with the bad play. Fundamentals, Ryan. That's how we win championships.
Yeah, and not putting the other team's best player at the line for free points.
Never do that. Antoine Jameson, 19.5. Say 10. We'll say 10. 19-10 averaging on the year. Now, these are his tournament averages, even better when he was in the actual full season. Like you mentioned, won the Naismith and the Wooden Award in 1998. Second team All-American in 1997. Of course, first team in 98. Just a handful down low.
Yeah, and he could stretch it out a little bit. He had a really nice career. He was part of a really fun Warriors team.
Yeah. Yep. Fourth pick of the draft in 1998. And certainly played a significant amount of time, 16 years in the NBA as Dickerson working on UNC, looking for that step. Oh, loses the ball. This is going to end poorly. Look at the Bibby wisely trying to foul, but I think, are they going to give it to him? They should. Oh, they should have given that to him.
Yeah, Bibby was trying to foul him ever since he crossed half court. He's like, please.
Please stop.
Please let me commit the foul.
Please clap. It's kind of like where he's chasing him down. Man, I mean, like, so Vince Carter, like, top 25 athletic college basketball player ever?
I would have to think so.
Just running up and down the court. It's so fun watching people like that play that are they're just so much – like, you know, obviously playing high level Division I basketball, really difficult. Playing significantly better is a bad pass from Arizona. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it back to the Cats. But like Andre Iguodala, not on the same level as Carter, but watching players like that, that are just on another level play. And just when they let go of the reins, like, you can do whatever you want. Another bad pass. Arizona not learning from the first one. And I don't know what's going on, but Arizona gets the rebound here and they're going to push it back over. A little bit of a sloppy game so far here in the Final Four. Simon wisely kind of calms things down a little bit. Gets it down low. And I don't know about that pass, Ryan.
I don't know why we're trying to post up at all.
Yeah. That's why you keep them honest, right? Sometimes if you have an elite passing offense, you got to run the ball every once in a while. I don't know. Still a close game, even though it's been a little bit sloppy here. As Simon, oh, that was a mismatch. They're going to give it down to our man, Sergey, who drills the two-point shot there. A pretty good shot there, Sergey. Averaged 50% from the field, and those weren't all dunks. As Arizona unwisely puts it down low yet again, and here come the Tar Heels. That wasn't the best no-look pass I've seen in my life. As the rebound is pulled down by Eugene Edgerson, and here come the Cats. Man, who's going to score? It's been kind of a drought here for Arizona. Another bad shot. And another foul on the floor. Maybe it's free throws, Ryan, but like Arizona scored 26 points in the first half with about 4 minutes to go, and they average about 85 points a game.
Yeah, not quite on pace for this one.
They allowed 200, and they were number 226th in the country in defense, by the way, this year.
That's right. Look, it doesn't matter as long as you outscore the other point. What was our point differential? How much do we average outscoring the other team by?
It wasn't as bad this year, so which makes me wonder if these stats are as good as I think they are. But it was only a 10-point differential. Yeah.
That's fine. Look, if you're averaging beating the other team by 10 points, you're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of games, Arizona 6-3 against the top 25, beating number 7 North Carolina, number 3 Utah, number 18, Texas, number 21, Stanford, number 21, Tulane, number 23, Stanford. Only three losses at the Pit. That's going to happen. Number 4, Michigan, which I tried to find. It is not on YouTube. And then UCLA as we have a break on the court. 3.5 minutes left here. And Arizona shooting 41%. It doesn't feel like that, though, Ryan.
Yeah, but the Tar Heels are only shooting 38%. Neither team is really making the buckets.
No. It's definitely back and forth. It's not great back and forth basketball, but it is back and forth basketball here. An interesting, we'll stick with the game here. Next foul, we'll go through some of the 97 tournament facts here as Williams working around a kind of a mismatch there with Bramble, but he gets the steal anyway, pushes the ball. Here comes Bibby. Bibby with that little stutter step. Ooh, buddy, bad shot, but I like the thought as Edgerson showing why he's a 40% free throw shooter, but keeping the ball alive, and I like the hustle here.
Yeah, way to earn another possession out of that as Bibby stepped into the long two for the least efficient shot in basketball.
Bramble.
And another offensive rebound.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to
loses the ball out of bounds, but doing good work on the boards, Bramlett.
You know, I guess if you're an Arizona fan and it's an ugly game like it is right now, I mean, obviously remembering that the number 4 seed in the tournament, 5th in the Pac-12, you kind of got to like your chances here, like hanging with North Carolina in an ugly game, and they're at least making things competitive.
Yeah, and the Cats are shooting a lot better from outside. If the Cats weren't shooting all right from three-point range, this game would be a much different affair.
Oh, for sure. Another rebound for Arizona. Really, really quiet game for Antoine Jameson so far as Bibby brings the ball up. Looking around, gives it over to the Jet. Drain that Jet. Boom. Oh, out of the rim. And another missed shot for Arizona, driving that percentage down a little bit lower than it was here as Williams, wanted that shot. Gives it up. Gives it over to Admola. Admola back to Williams. Resetting the offense here. And here comes Vince Carter. Carter working on Dickerson. This will be fun. Gives it over to Admola. Back down low. And again, some interesting defense down low. And it's working as the Jet gives it over to Bibby. Bibby, oh, Lord Almighty, we needed that. And didn't get it. Nice rebound. Offensive rebounds, Ryan, so far. Kind of a good story, too.
Yeah, and a surprising one. Like, what's the point of being 7-3 if you're not even going to grab defensive rebounds?
He's a little slow.
I think I understand why he only averaged 8 rebounds a game.
He's, you know, when they get to him, he'll get them. He's not going to work for it, though, as Dickerson goes in. That's a bad shot, and he's usually really good at that. That's his type of game. Another rebound here, and maybe the explosion of points happens in the second half as UNC brings the ball up, reset offense once again, And oh, they were looking for it, didn't quite get it. Little physical down low, and they're going to give the ball over to Arizona as Vince Carter, angry that he didn't finish that one off.
That's what we call grown man defense. Put the other man on the ground.
For real. Oh, that's
try
on
to
him.
Dunk from your back.
Yeah, you can't look at us for that. That wasn't our fault. He is quite talented. I don't think anybody's that talented to be able to throw that one down. As Arizona pushes it up, about a minute left here as Simon kicks out the long pass to Bibby. There we go, Ryan. It's a 3-point shot.
That's the Bibby we know and love. Pull the trigger, young man.
Dude, the Cats probably have 5 or 6 3-point shots here. Bibby shot 40% from three. As another bad shot here in Arizona in transition offense. This is where they thrive. Simon takes on the 7-footer, gets it, and the foul.
I think that last one wasn't a shot. I think that was a pass. It just happened to go off the rim.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Look at this, though. Taking on the big 7-3 and gets that. All right.
And that's how you do it. You get into his body, take away his shot blocking. Big time for Miles right there.
Yep, that is a veteran move by the All-American. And, you know, one of the things, so it's transition offense and it's 3-point shots that have kept Arizona in this game. Not a particularly great performance so far by Arizona. Is that Sergei's second foul? And UNC is going to have to keep a lookout for some foul trouble here as we move into the second half. Arizona's been pretty clean so far.
Yeah, we just got the two on Bramlett and Davidson, I think.
Yeah, and Harris and Ederson have really filled that role. I mean, I got to give them credit in the first half here for really eating up minutes and playing some good defense.
And I think this is Arizona's first lead since they stole the tip-off.
That was a sleazy play. That was a sleazy
that
play.
That was nice.
20-second shot clock here. 20 seconds on the shot clock. We have 35 seconds still, which is a travesty. But that is neither here nor there as Arizona plays a little bit of defense here. That was Ed Cota, by the way, having a lot of minutes in this game. Gives it over to Williams. Williams off the back of the rim. Rebound, Arizona. They're going to have the last possession. All right. Arizona with a chance to go up by 3 or 4 going into halftime, Ryan.
They're already up by 3. They're going to have a chance to go up by 5 or 6.
Man, pulling, that's impressive. Rough half.
Yeah, given how bad they've been shooting.
Don't do Bibby. Don't give Bibby that. Oh, man. Misses that shot. Yeah, Bibby's had a rough shooting day so far. Kind of quiet. You know, Simon hit those threes in the beginning. But the Silver Fox got to be pleased with this team as they head to halftime.
Yeah, not a bad performance. And the outside shooting has really made the difference in this first half.
Right on. Your thoughts on the Where's Waldo shirts?
I'm always a fan. I love that our band looks like a group of Where's Waldo fanatics. Like, it makes them really easy to spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, turn it up here. Silver Fox, turn it up here. It's all about the shots, Ryan. It's all about the shots.
Look at his beautiful face. Just what a handsome man.
Just such a joyful man. Like, I'm so glad that he was part of the Tucson program. Let's take a break here while we go into the halftime. So we'll take a commercial break. We'll come after and we'll let you know where we restart. We'll do the 1-2-3 thing again, and we'll roll into the second half. All right, we're back. Thanks for taking a break. I figure we split this game up as Arizona takes on the number one seeded North Carolina Tar Heels. We're going to go all the way to 53-29. There was a halftime show. You know, if you want to listen to it, that's great. 53-29. We'll give you a second to, get your bearings. All right. Where I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. And when I say now, put your finger on your mouses and get ready to click play when I say now. 1, 2, 3, now. All right, we are back in Arizona, Ryan, taking a 3-point lead into halftime. And you got to feel really good if you're an Arizona fan right now.
Yeah, and we get the ball back because technically we didn't win the tip-off.
That is true. We didn't. We're just really good at basketball. That's what we are. As Arizona's guards start passing the ball around, Miles Simon with a nice move, guarded by Vince Carter, and wisely averts what would have been a block. And Carter doing a really good job on Simon outside of the open threes that he's had.
Yeah, it's almost like Carter's bigger, faster, taller, and can jump higher.
Absolutely. Another tough shot there, but oh, nice rebound down low. Hands up there by our man, Sergey, and the rebound goes over to UNC. But I like the aggression already down low. As Arizona gets another rebound, they're going to call a foul. Oh, no. And that's Bennett Davidson's third with about 3 seconds into the second half.
And I didn't think that was a foul. That just looked like a good box out.
Yeah. I mean, like at some point, you got to be a little bit physical here. As Davidson checks out, let's see who they put in here. I'm assuming it's going to be Donald Harris. We'll find out. And yeah, no, it's like, come on, man. It's like, you know, the first, like, series of the second half. Give let's cut some people some slack here, as we have Williams kicks it over to
big time rejection.
Oh my dude, Harris came to play for real and he's fired up.
I would just like this All-American to sit down, please.
Would you kindly go to the bench, because that was embarrassing. Nice defense, and kind of just continuing that story of Arizona playing really good defense down low in the paint and just keeping the strength of this UNC team from being awesome. And here comes Dickerson. Dickerson's going to have that step. He's real quick. And but man, Carter is just so good. Able to keep up with him.
Fuck it.
Ooh.
No.
I mean, you know, like he tried. Nice ball movement for Arizona. They get the bucket anyway.
Harris contributing on both ends of the court.
Absolutely. In the doghouse a little bit for Lute Olson, but Lute Olson willing to stick with his players and and it's paying off here. That was a nice pass down low, and our man Sergey not able to capitalize. Sergey back over to Williams. Williams, pull up jumper. Ooh, I'll try to kiss that glass there. Doesn't get it. Man, Williams is Sergey is super, super slow.
Right. And fortunately, no one ever taught him that, hey, you're 7'3", go ahead and dunk the ball.
Oh, my goodness. And Harris, though, like kind of being a nightmare down low and, you know, making sure that he's making his minutes count. And, oh, a 10-0 run, Ryan, the last 5 minutes going back into the first half.
Yeah, 10 points in 5 minutes is not great, by the way.
That, yeah. Always looking on that. The glass half empty here, you know, over at Wildcat Radio. As we have Ed Mola gives it down low to Gert. He can shoot that, Sergey. Misses it, and the ball gets over to Miles Simon. Simon, resetting the offense, gives it over to Bibby. Bibby, a quiet game so far, hit a couple three-pointers, but overall been not necessarily his typical game. Woo, buddy, that almost got stolen. And can we just...
Why does he keep shooting threes?
What's that? I was just going to say, it's like, that is not, like, he is not good at shooting three-point shots. Maybe just showing off for the scouts here, Ryan.
I guess.
To be fair,
I don't know what he thinks he's showing them.
To be fair,
so far, one basket in this half. Not exactly the offensive barn burner we were promised.
I know. I was really excited about doing this game, and it's been a little bit sloppy. To be fair, the Jet and Dickerson have the same three-point percentage, and we've been praising the Jet every time he shoots it, and every time Dickerson's just like, oh, no!
That's because we know who you Jason Eugene Terry becomes. We know his final form.
Hey, Dickerson had 5 good years as the injuries that derailed him there. As Simon collects himself, gives it over to Bibby. Bibby, oh, nice pass down low. Although, ooh, that's a good
nice
move.
Nice spin move.
Yeah, but nowhere to really go as Arizona gets the steal anyway. Here comes Bibby. Always going to push the issue. Ooh, pull-up jumper. Man. Just some interesting shot selection here for Arizona, Ryan.
I love the pull-up jumper. Give me those transition threes all day long.
Dude, there's been 25 turnovers, and it's like 2 minutes into the second half. That's okay. Arizona's still up by 5. As they give it over to Sergey. Sergey over to, Carter. Picks it up. And Arizona. All right. Good defensive set. Makes UNC reset the offense. And here comes Jameson. Jameson over to our man. Man, 13 always trips me up. Admola. And that is, that was a nice move. Didn't quite, some athleticism there doesn't pay off. That's Ed Cota, by the way, that had that sweet move. Didn't quite finish it. As Simon, you leave that man open, and normally he's going to hit that. Nice almost rebound there by Harris, who makes things just a bit of a challenge. And are they going to give that to Arizona, Ryan?
I think so.
Yeah, all right. The Silver Fox applauding the
Silver
effort.
Fox is pumped.
I like it. It's all bad energy here at Arizona. You want to get down low. You want to get in the dirt. We have room for you here on this team. And Arizona resetting the office here. They're going to give it over to Miles Simon. Dude, how good is it to be Miles Simon? Just like national title, a little time in the pros, being able to announce some games. Just things are good here.
Currently an assistant coach on the Lakers who are in the finals.
Ooh, that was good defense, by the way. Oh, man. So Dickerson is usually money from that shot and just has been off today. A rare, really quiet game for him and Bibby, and Arizona is still beating this North Carolina team who has not scored in the last 8 minutes because of sleazy defense, the 222nd defense in the country. Showing up, Ryan.
Oh. There it is. Yeah. Skunk off.
That's. I think Jameson has like 6 points on this game right now. As Simon takes the issue in, oh, goes right over Jameson, says, I don't even care, throws it in.
I think that's Jameson's first field goal.
Isn't that crazy? It's really been Vince Carter and like how has UNC scored really? It's like free throws?
Vince Carter dunks.
Like 16 of them. Oh, Lord Almighty. That's a
Carter taking a three.
Ooh, he's feeling it. Carter putting the team on his back here. A 34% 3-point shooter as Bibby tries to match it. Bank's open, Ryan.
Bank is open.
I heard him call it from the future. He called it. There's a text message right here. He said bank. Arizona taking a 5-point lead. And just playing good defense. I mean, if Vince Carter's jacking threes and that's how they're scoring, sure, man, whatever. That is our man, Ed Cota.
Did you just say that Arizona has taken 19 three-pointers in this game?
Oh, quap. Foul on the floor. They're going to call that on Bramlett, and that is Bramlett's third. Some foul trouble here that could be an issue later in the game as Bibby just, you know, he's just so strong, Ryan. He's a strong man.
It was perfectly in line. That's a good shot.
Dude, have you seen him recently talk about strongman? Like, it's twice his size now.
Look, you got to get swole if you want respect in the 2020.
For real. Bibby went to the Bibby Weight and Conditioning Program. Holding it down in Phoenix as an AAU coach as Antoine Jameson goes to the line. Hits his first. Jameson. Let's talk about Jameson here. North Carolina Mr. Basketball. Fourth pick in the NBA draft in 1998, going to the Raptors. Two-time All-Star. And from Shreveport, Louisiana. I've been there, Ryan. Probably the
congratulations and condolences.
I was going to say, Antoine Jameson, probably the most interesting thing that's ever happened to Shreveport. And that's a pretty interesting thing to happen. So, you know, not saying that's not an insult. It's a celebration. Is this Twister? I thought that was Twister. Have you... Oh, it was Twister. It's just a bunch of different movies. Okay. Well, we're back here at Wildcat Radio. Miles Simon with just that funkiest shot.
Like, he holds his hand sideways and then pivots as he releases.
You know, whatever gets the job done. My son's left-handed and he's shooting from the right hand and I keep putting it into his left hand and he is not taking kindly to that. He's like, nope. Nope, don't want that. It's like, so I can say, like, I could sympathize, right? Miles Simon's like, but this works. I like this. It's like, all right. Simon, by the way, just a nice move. He, like, even though he hasn't, so he probably has, like, 8 points or 9 points on the game. I think he's kind of been the stabilizing force, right? Isn't he, he's kind of been bringing the ball up. He's kind of been bringing, like, resetting the offense when we need to calm down. It's just that, like, leadership that you kind of need for a team that's in the Final Four.
He's got 17 points, by the way.
By 8 points, I mean 17 points. And 5 rebounds. He's had a hell of a game.
Yeah, he has been the stabilizing force, I think you could say.
Oh, my goodness. Where did those points come from? Like, I remember the couple threes, but, like, that's a really quiet 17.
Yeah. Jameson's got 12 points. I thought he was on like 5.
This is probably one of the weirder games that we've like nothing like bizarre has happened. It's just kind of like the flow is just so herky jerky and ooh, hand down, man down, lucked out rebound Vince Carter. And he's working on Miles Simon, gives it over to Jameson. Jameson working on Harris, it looks like. And here we go. Resetting the offense. We got Ed Cota on the court. Average 7. 7.7 assists on the season, which is pretty good for a freshman. And he's moving around. Good defense by Arizona. Really trying to shut down. And you see Jameson's like pissed. Jameson's like trying to shove around Arizona's front court, which is great. That's a terrible shot. That is a terrible shot. Arizona's going to take that every time. Rebound the Cats. And here they come. Here goes Bibby. Over to Simon. Simon working on Carter. Carter done a pretty good job on Simon, but again, that 17 points. It's just really impressive. Ooh.
That was a really bad short jumper.
Yeah, man. I don't know about this kiss. I'm just glad we made it past.
And Arizona keeps the ball, shockingly.
Okay. Bibby looking for Simon. Simon kicks it out over to Bramlett. Bramlett, ooh, the jet. Jet kind of wanted it. Going to give it over to Bibby, the better shot, better shooter. Off of the rim, it's going to go out on Arizona. And here come the Tar Heels, still herky-jerky, hasn't really changed. And both teams still trying to figure out what they want to do.
Two coaches, both confounded, combining to go 5 for 24 in this half.
That's good quick math, Ryan. Don't think I didn't notice that. As Carter rolls up to the top of the key, that's a bad pass. Arizona takes advantage, and are they going to call a foul?
Timeout by the Jet.
Dude, the Jet knows what's up. Jet with the full awareness, and Arizona goes into a break here. The Cats on the season, 25-9, 11-7 in the Pac-12, fifth in the Pac-12, like we mentioned, finishing. But, you know, when we talk about, again, this was a really dominant Pac-12 season. Five Pac-12 teams in the Sweet 16, three in the Elite Eight. Arizona cruises through and really takes off on a lot of people. And so, like, some of the teams that we talk about here would be, like, Stanford, Utah, obviously Arizona. Colorado had a little, you know, Cal. The Pac-12 had about, like, and I think it was the Pac-10, obviously, at the time, had six or seven teams in this tournament. This was kind of a powerhouse at the time.
Yeah, this was a dominant Pac-10. And Arizona, right there with the best of them.
It's kind of weird, right? Like, it took me, as Simon, ooh, oh, nice. Oh, dude, he fed it faked. And, oh, my goodness. That is a nice shot by Bibby. But Carter just, like, bit on the head fake and was so athletic that he was there to bite on the second head fake. That's amazing. Great shot by Bibby there. It's so weird. It took me so long to finally switch over from Pac-10 to Pac-12 as another bad pass by UNC. And now that, like, I'm locked into Pac-12, it's really hard to say Pac-10 anymore, even though this is like 20 years ago when this game happened.
Right.
Whatever.
All right. Pac-10, back when the conference was pure.
Yeah, you know, see, although Utah, you know, like in Mountain West, I guess. You know, it's funny. I keep saying Pac-12. Utah was in the Mountain West at the time. So maybe there's five teams in this tournament from the Pac-12, Pac-10. As Miles Simon, oh, they got that lane. He didn't take it, going below the basket. And come on, baby, get hot. Oh, in and out. It's almost fallen, Ryan. It's almost fallen.
And I still think he's like 2 for 6, which is not great.
So that was really good transition defense by Arizona. You know, we kind of, ooh, a nice pass over to Simon. Simon for the pull-up jumper. Oh, my goodness gracious. Arizona can't buy a bucket. Rebound, Ederson, who's throwing the bows again, gives it over to the Jet. Jet, oh, I like that ball moving. This is a non-selfish team here. As Simon, maybe a little selfish.
Selfishly throws the ball up.
Dude, the front court, man. Look at Josh Pastner jumping up and down, by the way.
His best contribution to this team.
Yep, yeah, he was the heart and soul of the team. No, I'm just kidding. 11 minutes left here in the game, and Arizona's defense has really kind of been the story. Arizona struggled to put the ball in the basket, but UNC has had even more troubles as the ball goes over to, ooh, that's a nice shot by Williams. Pull-up jumper, that's a tough shot, but like a nice move.
Man,
Ederson's going to give someone
Ederson
stitches.
With those elbows, he's a flight risk.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, come on, Bramley, get that in. Oh, they call it. He get bailed out. Oh, no, they let that go. Here comes UNC. Oh, Bramley, it is down. And a foul and the shot. And here is UNC getting back in the game. And this is not good for the Cats, Ryan.
Yeah, it looks like he's cramping, though. He shouldn't be out long.
Well, maybe that's why Darnell Harris was in the next game. I forget if this was the injury or not. We'll find out. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you got to finish that.
Throw it down, big man.
Oof. My. It was the. It's interesting. He landed hard on the first foot, but he reached for the second one.
That's a soft foul.
Yeah, come on. My favorite WWE moments are like where, you know, somebody's holding one knee and then the it goes to like the promo and the cast is on the other knee. Like the, not the one that they were holding. It's always great. All right. So Bramlett's out. And that's going to be a tough blow for Arizona. Now, again, the front court has played really well, but the fact that they're pulling him, hopefully he will be back into this game as here comes that second free throw off of the rim. And, oh, man, come on, Sergey. Nice little head fake there by Carter. Gives it back over to Cota and resetting the offense. Again, Arizona's defense has been has been pretty freaking good as the Jet presses the issue against Carter. And, oh, yeah, sure. That's a bad shot and rebound by the Jet. The Jet gives it over and here comes Arizona. Love the push. Got to be aggressive. Simon looking around. Oh, man. Looked off that defender. Didn't quite nail it, but that was the, I like the creativity.
Arizona with a 7-point lead, 10 minutes into the second half.
This has been a really bad game for UNC. I mean, just bad shot selection. Not getting rebounds. And, oh, that was a good shot selection. A nice little alley up there.
High percentage basket. That's what we call that.
But it's been about 15 like game time minutes since there's been an alley up with this team. And, you know, I'll take that. Ball over to Simon. Simon to the Jet. Jet looking to penetrate. Ooh, a little risque pass. And a little flop there by UNC. They're going to give it to the Jet. The Jets doesn't make him pay. And the ball's going to go outside the backboard. Ball over to UNC and take a look at this sleazy, sleazy dunk.
Yeah, I think they can get that almost whenever they want it, though.
Do you think they practice that?
Like, it was working so well in the first half.
Yeah. Like, do you practice that in, in just regular practice if you're UNC?
I mean, you've got to, right? It's such a high percentage play.
It just looks so good. It's just, you know, you get that little bump up. There's Bobby. Dude, Bobby, like the heartstone of the program. One of the best recruiters for Arizona, by the way. One of the best recruiters. You got to meet Lou. You got to meet Bobby. And one of my first moments was the rose on the seat in the 2001 tournament, man. Like, and just that team playing on fire. That was super special for the community and the team to rally around. Just her death and her passing for that Tucson community. It was really cool to see that as Antoine Jameson strips the ball and the Cats almost got the ball back and we're gonna have to play a little bit more defense here. Still a tight game as the ball goes over to Cota. Cota looking around, plays really well for a freshman. He's gonna have an awesome career at UNC as he's down low wide open, kind of takes the ball a little further away from the basket they needed it. Our man Sergey not able to finish.
Tried to go for the dunk, and apparently that's not his shot.
It's just not he's not used to it. He's not used to it. Come on, don't put people in positions where they can't succeed. As Bibby gives the ball over to Terry. Three guard lineup here for Arizona. Three nasty 10-year, you know, like multiple All-American guards, by the way. As the ball goes off of Ademola Okolaja, a 6'8 sophomore. And the Jet, you know, like the Jets had a, like, not the best game, but he's really hustled. He's gotten a couple steals, gotten a couple rebounds when he's, like, in the trees, and you got to like that.
And Bramlett is back in the game. Good to see.
Right on. Well, that's good. Spoiler alert, Donald Harris has another good game against Kentucky because of a big injury down low as Bibby is wide open. Oh, no. Like, this, they're not falling for the Cats. Simon cuts through and, ooh, barely gets it out to Bibby. Bibby picks it up. And here comes the offense again. Simon's got to drill that one. Come on, baby. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ryan, we got to be like, how many three-point shots have we hit? Like 5 out of 20?
I think we're 6 out of 23.
Oh, Ryan with the Rain Man numbers right on. Got to get him there, man. Jameson, all fired up. He's on his third personal. And with 7 minutes left, you gonna, like, would you sit him?
No.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
He's the best player on your team. You're down by 7. Like, do you want to go home? I mean, far be it from me to second guess Dean Smith. Only the all-time winningest coach in NCAA basketball history, with the most tournament appearances and the most tournament wins at the time of shooting.
But hey, you know, every once in a while we all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect.
Wow. Neither team is shooting better than 21% in the second half.
Yeah, it's kind of a brutal game. But one that Arizona is leading in, and we'll take that. 1997, by the way, first team All-Americans, Tim Duncan. Denny Fortson, some guy I've never heard of.
Not the legend.
Rafe LaFrentz, unfortunately, as Simon is wide open. And finally, man, finally that bucket opens just a little bit for the Cats.
Chicks dig the long ball, and so does this team.
Ooh, there you go. Good defense down low by Arizona yet again. And, you know, it's interesting, like Sergei, like, he was a big deal for them. Like, that he was a big part of their team, and he's been really silenced by Arizona's defense in the front court as Simon really fought for a shot. Nice rebound there down low. We talk about the front court play yet again pulling through, and here come the Cats. They're going to reset the offense, and Simon wisely kind of looks around and tries to do this again. Bibby, he's got that step, doesn't quite take it, gives it down low, gets it back, and gets rewarded for it. Nice, right?
That's what's up.
Arizona's feeling it now, Ryan, and UNC's got a responder. This is going to be a blowout.
Nice little inside-out action. Feed the post, get it kicked back out.
Yeah, we asked, why are we giving down to the low of the post? We give down to the low of the post so they can give it back to us. That's the key if you're a guard. And Arizona taking full advantage as it goes over to Jameson. Jameson, again, a quiet Gertz finally gets it in. Oh, Sergei. I don't want to keep saying Gertz. Sergei finally puts it in. Jameson with a quiet 15 or 17 points, but it just seems like Arizona's kind of put a lid on him dominating this game as Simon gets into the key, a little fadeaway jumper, nails it, and then Arizona's starting to get those shots now.
Simon's got to have like 23 points now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason he like won the, you know, Final Four, you know, NCAA tournament, best player of the tournament. As Sergei shows off that range yet again, he's got to have about 10 or 12 points on the game, and Arizona 9-point lead with about 6 minutes left here. Couple other All-Americans, Ryan, first team, Ron Mercer out of Kentucky. Ron Mercer, a name I haven't heard in a while, and Keith Van Horn out of Utah, and we'll probably get to him as Terry takes a I don't know.
Wow, that was not a great shot, Jason.
And fortunately, UNC is just as sloppy as Arizona gets the turnover, and here comes the Jet, trying to atone for past sins. Kicks it back over to Bibby. Bibby's going to show him how it's done, and he does.
That's
Ryan.
What's up.
Oh, dude, just to relive this, man, like, man, this is such a big win for the program because we've been to the tournament. We'd been to the Final Four twice. Ran into two buzzsaws, right? Oklahoma, that team was awesome. And then, of course, in 94, where the Cats ran into the defending national title winners in Arkansas. And Arizona was really competitive in both of those. And for them just to drill up on this UNC team, in spite of a sloppy game, is super, super fun to watch.
Yeah. And again, the guard play, getting it done. But let's not count out the big men. Like, how many offensive rebounds have we pulled down? How many blocks have we had? We've got to have 5 blocks in this game.
Against this team, too. Like, it may be one thing if it was, like, Crozier and Shamgod and Providence, but against UNC to be able to do that, like, they're playing at a level that you need to do to win a national title. As the ball goes down low to Sergei out to Carter, not as confident as he was in the first half, as he kicks it back out, and again they're going to reset the offense because a good defense by Arizona. Here come UNC, and that's Coda pull-up jumper at the elbow. And that bounced about 18 times, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off of Antoine Jameson, and here come the Cats again.
Yeah, they're just having a hard time getting their offense to go.
Oh, man.
I'm not angry about it.
No, not at all. Arizona with a 12-point lead with 5 minutes left. And Bibby, I want to shave a little bit of time off this clock here, take advantage of that 35-second shot clock, my apologies, as he's going to just blow that. Well,
that's,
you know,
a filthy crossover.
It's gonna say, if you can do that, just put the points up,
right? I'm sorry. Did you leave your jockstrap back at the 3-point line?
You know, it's interesting because we haven't seen him do that this much in this game. I mean, he's been more the facilitator and kind of just he's been around. He's been playing defense. But, man, he's just so talented at getting to the hole and just showed that off as Simon almost got him to bite. They give it back over to Bibby. Bibby
another big time three.
Freaking unconscious.
Someone found the range.
Dude, and Lute Olson just wants that cool, cool sip of water as he watches his team take care of business. Nice 3-point shot, you know, to try to stay competitive here for UNC. And Ederson back over to Simon and the Cats feeling the victory here right now. Still 4.5 minutes left. We know what's happened with Arizona and big leads in the past. And his Bibby pulls up yet again. Oh, off the front of the rim. And got to be a little bit more careful about that shot selection as UNC brings the ball up. 4 minutes left. This is Carter. Carter directing traffic. Picks up his dribble. Gives it over to that guy. That guy over to Jameson. Jameson, that's a nice shot, Ryan.
Yeah. And he's got that in his tool bag.
When you're that big and powerful and you're leaning the opposite direction and are still able to bank it off the backboard, that is quite impressive. As Dickerson trying to get that step on UNC doesn't quite get it over to Simon. Simon guarded by Carter. I'm surprised Carter's guarding Simon. I mean, like... Right, Dickerson's the more athletic of the guards, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's wide open. Still
and that's why.
Still doesn't get no. That ball's going to go off UNC Arizona's ball. Bramlett with the hustle. Get a little bit of love from the cheerleaders down there.
That's what you play for.
That's what you dream of. Cats go into a break and a 10-point lead right on. Second team All-Americans, Chauncey Billup out of Colorado. Chauncey Billups, multiple, plural. Billups of Chauncey out of Colorado. Bobby Jackson, UNC, I'm sorry, Minnesota. Antoine Jamison, UNC. Brevin Knight out of Stanford. And Jacques Vaughn out of Kansas. And yet again, just going back to the fact that Paul Pierce was not the first team or second team All-American on the Kansas team.
Yeah, just somebody made bad decisions. Like, the idea that Paul Pierce was the third best player on that Kansas team is absurd.
Yeah. Notable upsets. Number 10, Providence with God Sham God taking out number 2, Duke. Chattanooga makes it to the Sweet 16, beating number 3, Georgia, and number 6, Illinois. Coppin State beats number 2, South Carolina, and almost knocks off number 10, Texas. And Louisville with Juwan Wheat and Alvin Sims, that team that we had seen in 1994. A lot of those seniors making it to the Elite Eight as a 6th seed. And we have a break on the floor. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left as the Cats moving their way into the championship. And Ryan, I guess we should start talking about Kentucky. Because Kentucky was filthy. They won their tournament games by an average of 16 points. And this is Slick Rick Pitino, man. This is a team that's going to press you. He's a smart coach. And, you know, may don't know what's going on outside the court, but on the court, he has a hell of a program going.
He does famously not know what's going on off the court, as he has testified in depositions.
Multiple times. Oh, my goodness. The only one fired so far, which is just, I mean, maybe there's been like one other coach or assistant coach, but just amazing after that.
I love that they didn't fire him for having literal hookers brought into his players. Like, that's cool, but sneak some money from sneaker guys and you're out.
You're done. Cross the line. Bibby with a nice crossover. Gives it over to Simon. Simon almost had the lane, but Jameson was on him. Cut it off there. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Simon wants it on him, and so does Lute. We'll see what happens here. Dude, look at that move. But when Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter cut you off, he wisely decides not to shoot the ball.
Like, you're just not getting that shot off. That's how that ends.
Well, that worked out. That was a good idea. As they give it over, ooh, nice pass. That was a really good pass to Jameson. 8-point game with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left, Ryan.
Yeah, and North Carolina is absolutely capable of closing this game.
Oh, no. Oh, they call the foul right on. That foul is going to be on Coda. And a little bit of a bailout as Bibby was trying to make something happen that didn't quite look like it was going to. And he's going to go to the he's going to pass the ball in. So no bonus yet so far. We'll get there, Ryan. We'll get there on the bonus counts. I got to work a little bit more on my foul counts here. As Simon gives the ball over to Bibby. Bibby, ooh, almost the double team. which would be dumb. I mean, like, double team Mike Bibby. Gives it back over. Wide open three. He's going to take it. And that's probably the dagger.
Maybe they should start double teaming him.
Holy
as
Moses.
He hits his fourth three-pointer of the last 5 minutes.
Dude, there's been like three or four just back-breaking three-point shots that Arizona's made at really clutch moments, and that's got to be so exciting if you're a Cats fan. Ill-advised shot, and that's going to go out. They're going to call a foul on Antoine Jameson, and the Cats really having they got the control now.
Yeah, and that's the third on Jameson?
I think so. Harris and Bramlett just fighting for those others, number four.
I mean, you don't pull him out.
No, you gotta leave him in. But like, but again, Harrison Bramlett fighting for those rebounds, man. That's oh no, oh, dude, oh man, there was like a
another
wave of motion.
High percentage play from Vince Carter, oh, half man, half amazing.
Oh man, that was he's flexing around. Come on, you're still down by 10, but you know, I would probably flex if I did that too. Simon, all right, full court press, and Arizona has not. Not done super well with past programs of the press, but we have Mike Bibby, Miles Simon, Dickerson, and probably the Jet on the court. So I think this is going to turn out pretty well.
Right. I think this is a team you can go ahead and press, and I'm not terribly worried about it.
They get all their big guys on the bench. Wisely, Olsen with the personnel moves, Ryan.
Look, the Silver Fox outfoxing Dean Smith.
Dude, Dickerson just, oh, that
and
was the Jet.
And Terry just abuses the full court press.
I love it. When Patino pressed Stoudemire and Reeves too. It was just fun. It's like, you know, super cute and quaint. As Bibby tries to fend off a double team, and he does, and they're going to call a foul. We're going to go into free throws here as Arizona starts putting the champagne on ice, Ryan.
That's right. 10-point game, minute and a half left. Things are looking good for the good guys.
Yeah. Let's just hope this doesn't turn out like that Kansas game where Arizona had like the 12-point lead with a minute and 30 and won by two. Like, what the heck was that? Harris?
I can think of other games that we've had a lead like this and didn't pull it out.
Oh, yeah. I know. God.
2005. We should have won a national title.
That team was ready. Hey, Simon, though, taking care of business. And by business, I mean... Is that ball going to go out? It's going to go out on Arizona.
As Miles Simon shooting his perfect 75% from the free throw line, as he's now 3-for-4 from the line.
Dude, Simon's had a
good game. Way to live up to your average.
Simon's had a good game. He's kind of been the outside the front court, right? Like the hero of the oh, nice. That's good defense.
Did Miles Simon just get a block on Vince Carter?
Up in the
Did
jersey.
Did Miles Simon just block Vince Carter?
He's tickling him in the jersey, Ryan. He's all over him, man. That was great.
That's got to be a career highlight right there.
Oh, my goodness. Now we got the situational substitutions here. Out goes Harris, in comes Sergey, and the Fox is feeling it as the Cats trying to play a little bit more defense. Up 9 with a minute left here, and here comes, ooh, that was a nice little nice pump fake. Out the front of the rim, rebound Arizona, and man, I wish they put the rebound stats up here because Arizona's got to be leading UNC, which would be such a big surprise if you were to say that before the game started.
Yeah, they've been really doing work on the inside. A lot of strong work on the boards.
Bramlett averaged 8 points, 7 rebounds, a block and a steal, 52% from the field, got drafted 39th pick by the Cavs and played a year in the NBA, 9 years overseas, 6 all time in Arizona rebounds. It's pretty solid.
Averaging a double double here in the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, right. If you're going to win a title, you need your role players to step up. And he definitely did as Arizona. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Arizona not making their free throws, still a 9-point game. And here come the Tar Heels. Coda over to Williams. Oh, man. And are they going to call? Oh, they're going to call a foul? Yikes. Not a wise foul on Harris, although he's had a pretty good game, so he can't complain too much.
Can't complain about that mustache either.
Oh, for real. He's got a rocket, man. Rocket and roll it. Never know what you can store up in there. As the Tar Heels come. And you know, it's interesting. Like they keep passing the ball around, and I get it. Well, never mind. It's going to say, why wouldn't you give the ball to Carter and Jameson as Coda drills the three, 32% on the season from three. And Arizona, look at that, dude. Look at that guy.
Speaking of glorious mustaches.
Hey. See the mascot?
Hello, sir.
Oh, he's getting ready for a nice night out, a nice steak dinner after this, Ryan, as we go into commercial. And man, I'm like, so be prepared, right? Because this Kentucky game, it's going to be a long one. And we're going to make some Patino jokes. And
many.
It's gonna be pleasant.
Like we already have.
All right, let's talk about this season, right? So I think, look, Arizona has like 18 players from overseas. And I think it's going to take, I think this year is going to be a little rough, right? Like, cause everyone's like, oh, James Akinjo is going to be, he's our guy. It's like, yeah, he kind of got kicked out of Georgetown for being a really selfish player. So I don't know if that's, you know, like, I don't know if Sean Miller, who isn't necessarily the most player friendly coach, is going to rejuvenate somebody that had some issues with Patrick Ewing. But I like how they brought in a lot of talent that will be good for more than 1 year. And that's kind of where I'm hoping the program goes, where there is some talent development and Arizona's able, the Wildcat House, by the way, old school. I'm really hoping Arizona gets to a point where they have these players for 1 or 2 or 3 years. And that's where the program really starts to pick up. But I don't know. I just don't see it happening in the next year. What do you think?
I don't know. I think a bunch of these European kids are ready to play. Like, I think this team might be a sneaky competitive team, as a number of these kids can come in and contribute right away.
Yeah, Kirk, I think it's Kirk Kalisa. I got to remember who's actually named after Steve Kerr. That was just awesome. Like, and you didn't know who Steve Kerr was. That guy seems legit. I think some of the other guys, though, like, I mean, it's tough, right? Because there hasn't been a lot of practices, so you're not getting the buzz that you normally do out of some of the young players. You know, so, like a good example was where they were talking about Zeke Nagy, right? And like basically, Sean Miller's like, "Yeah, this guy's good," you know, like, and he doesn't normally say that about players. So when you get that buzz, and I guess we're missing that right now, it'll be interesting to see how some of these players are able to pick up the game, you know, like in the college speed and all that stuff as we go over to Carter. Carter. I mean, right? If it's 45 seconds left, you might as well jack it and kicks it over. Arizona's got to be celebrating, right? Like 35 seconds left. And I mean, we talked about this a little bit. How long? What's the over? What would you set the over under on for Arizona getting back to the Final Four?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Like they, I guess, you know, if this team, if the European kids that they have, the problem is we're missing on all these big time recruits this year. Like, like that. And I wonder why,
like, right.
Okay, I could put my finger on about 3 or 4 of them for reasons. So Sean Miller, to his credit, right, couldn't get the players last year and said, you know what, let's go international. And he did a really good job. Like, kind of pulled a rabbit out of his hat, you know, in terms of building this class, and did a good job doing it. How many times can you do that international? And maybe you can. Maybe you can just get some of the best international players and 1 or 2 like 4 stars, and that's the program. But whew, like maybe 2 or 3 years, like I think that's being pretty generous, right, for the team to kind of find its groove.
If they stick around and they're good, then yeah, I can see that.
I don't know, man. Like, and also, but it's also the coaching. It's kind of like, I don't know. We faded.
Jason Terry's going to be a guiding light, bro.
Is he running the offense? I hope so.
I would trust that man to run an offense.
Oh my goodness.
If he can run an offense with Dirk Nowitzki, I would trust him to run an offense in college.
Look at that. Run that score up, baby. Look, Bramlett with a no look behind the back pass to Miles Simon.
Crazy.
Showing off all the skills, Ryan.
Not quite showing off. It didn't really work out.
Yeah, I love Olsen. Olsen cutting, you know, coaching the whole team to the very end, as we have an air ball and a meaningless foul, and the Arizona Wildcats are going to go to their first final out of their third Final Four, and they're going to play the Kentucky Wildcats. And boy, howdy, man, what an awesome moment for the whole program.
Yeah, and you see the players are just absolutely thrilled. Like, they know what this means to the program and what it means for themselves.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sad-faced Tar Heel cheerleader.
To be fair, UNC goes back to the Final Four next year. So they do get another shot, another bite at the apple, as Bennett Davidson closing out the game here. Had foul trouble the whole time, but again, we're talking about storylines here, and it's the play of Edgerson, and it's the play of Harris in particular, and Bramlett really holding down that fort and making sure that UNC's big guys down low didn't get to it. And it's guard play, baby. It's like, you know, guard play is how you win the tournament, and Arizona certainly has them, as Carter closes out this game with a three off of the rim, and the Cats are going to go to the finals. Ryan, man, what did you think about the game?
I think we had some really big-time shooting down the stretch as Mike Bibby hit four big-time three-pointers to close this game out.
Yeah, that was really kind of what got Arizona over the hump and turned this game from like a four-point game, you know, back and forth, to Arizona being ahead and just staving off UNC as they move forward. And good defense, holding UNC to 58 points. Some of those are bad shots, but some of that was just straight up like just playing well.
Yep.
Cats.
Big time game for the Cats. First Final Four victory.
All right. Well, we are going to roll next week into the final game, Arizona versus Kentucky. Goes to overtime, so pick up a few frosty beverages. Join along with us as we celebrate Lute Olson's national title for Arizona. And don't worry, we have other games planned for you as well. We'll see what happens with the college basketball season. That's going to happen in like late November, so we'll do a couple more games here. And we have a couple really good ones picked out for you as we roll into the 2001 season, which will be a delight to participate in. Ryan, thank you for joining the show, man. Well, we'll catch you next week, and excited about the Kentucky game.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to it, Brian.
All right, guys. We will catch you next week. Thanks for joining, and bear down.